All right, let's start out with a few deep breaths. Just inhaling deeply and breathing out long and slow. Just a few deep cleansing breaths. And just noticing the quality of thoughts right now. Just noticing if your thoughts are urgent or moving quickly, or if they're a little slower. Just notice whether you're thinking in words or images or part feelings. And just notice that you're not really choosing for these different thoughts to pop into your head. They just pop in. So just sensing the breath. And so these thoughts that are popping in that want you to do a certain thing are OCD thoughts. They're repetitive. They've come up many, many times before. And they're due to a biochemical imbalance in the brain. Like 5 or 10% of people, or maybe 5 or 3% have these kind of thoughts that arise in the brain, and it's a chemical imbalance. It's kind of a genetic issue. And so we can kind of label the thinking error in these thoughts, like we're overestimating threat, there's perfectionism, intolerance of uncertainty, overimportance of thought. These kind of obsessive thoughts are a bit out of your control. They're just arising on their own. And they're not accurate. They're false alarms. And so just kind of saying to yourself, these thoughts are a biochemical imbalance in my brain. And right now you want to delay or reduce the typical compulsive response you'd be doing right now. And so either just don't do it at all as you're listening to this, or do it for a much shorter amount of time, or less steps. So some way that you're preventing that compulsive response a bit. As you expose yourself to just noticing these thoughts and letting them move through, and exposing yourself to the sensations of anxiety or uncertainty that you feel. So the treatment for obsessive compulsive disorder is exposure and response prevention. And so you want to expose yourself to kind of just having these thoughts, having the sensations of uncertainty in the chest and the belly or wherever they are. And then prevent your compulsive response and don't do it at all or don't do it as much. And so just noticing the OCD thoughts, calling them false alarms. And then bringing attention to your throat, your chest, your belly. And just noticing where you're feeling the most anxiety, distress, or uncertainty right now. And just breathing into and allowing those sensations to be here. You don't need to want them or like them. But just noticing the sensations. And with each inhale, just kind of making more space around those sensations, making room and space for them. They may not be comfortable, but they're just temporary sensations. They won't hurt you. They'll move through. And you just want to develop more ability and capacity to just allow these sensations to be here. You don't need to take action to make them reduce. Just breathe into them, make space for them. And even bring a tenderness and compassion to them. So putting like one hand on the chest or the belly and just giving yourself a tender touch. You know, oh, here's some warmth and love for the uncertainty I'm feeling, the anxiety I'm feeling. Here's some tenderness and care. Just noticing, allowing, and bringing some kindness to these sensations. Just developing more capacity to be with the uncertainty when it's here. It's just sensation that's going to shift and change at some point. It won't hurt you. And when the thoughts get too strong, you can also just distract, like shift your attention either to allowing the sensations or just off of the thoughts to something that you value thinking about more than those or value putting your attention on more than those. And then do your compulsive or ritual responding for a shorter amount of time right now, or less steps, while breathing into and allowing the sensations of uncertainty to be here. And then just being a little grateful that you took this step. Every time you don't indulge the compulsive response and take a little more space, You're strengthening those neural networks and helping the cause. Don't wait until you've reached your goal to be proud of yourself. Be proud of every step you take towards reaching that goal. Just by sitting and doing this practice, you're taking a step towards the goal instead of kind of see this as an accomplishment. Feel a little appreciative of yourself that you're doing this. And if you delay or cut down or limit or prevent the compulsive response, that's helping the cause. And so just appreciating yourself right now. And now we're coming to the end of this exercise. So taking a few deep breaths. And then we're finished.